With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. This week's Loud and Local Band of the Week is Method 13. Local Band of the Week, Method 13. You want to find out how you can get their music, where you can see them playing?
And you can get some music because they just put out an EP. Their debut EP came out last week. And tonight, they're over at Louis G's for the second annual Backyard Festival.
All the info you can get at the BJ Migs page of KISW.com. And don't forget, Loud and Local is also a big show on Sunday nights. 2 hours of all local music. Great bands from the Pacific Northwest. Bands like Method 13. Friday, everybody.
I don't know what hand signal
you're doing over there.
It's the weekend. Double it. It's a double it for the weekend.
It's a double. All right, then.
Yeah.
Look at you doing.
It's a dub.
Sort of like sign language or something.
That's right. It's my. It's sort of my weekend.
Sign language. He's making a W with his fingers.
Yeah. There you go. Sign language. That's
such sign language.
Yeah. The hearing impaired would be like, okay, I got
double.
It's a W. What else we got going on there, sir?
Let's get to our contestant. We got Jason in Kent to take on Steve. Jason, are you there, sir?
He will be. Let's just see if that'll work for me. No, it won't.
Come on, Fonzie.
Good morning.
There he is.
It works.
Sweet 80s. Relate.
Yeah, good job, Steve.
Who else is starting things by pounding
stuff? Hey! Wasn't that even like the 70s? I don't even know when Happy Days came out.
I think he was jumping the shark in the 80s.
Really?
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay.
If at all. But it was a 70s show. That's when it was in its heyday. I think the early 80s is when Fonzie started.
Well, I only know it from then syndication.
Okay,
for me, it was the 80s.
Yeah, I guess that.
It started in 74, ended in 84.
Oh, yeah. So it was in the 80s.
But it was jumping the shark
in the
80s.
Jumping the shark in the 80s.
Literally. Yeah.
What's he playing for today, Steve?
Pair of tickets to check out 21 Pilots. They're going to be at the Tacoma Dome on November 16th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want to get tickets, they go on sale today at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Jason will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Jason, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
as I ever be.
In computing, the term CD-ROM stands for compact disc. Read only what?
Memory.
Yes. In which European country did the chocolate hazelnut spread Nutella originate?
Pass.
What is the only bird in the Chinese zodiac?
Crow?
No.
Pass.
Which car manufacturer produces the Corvette?
GM.
No.
Chevy.
Yes. Which rapper has the clothing line titled Yeezy?
Jay-Z?
No.
Lil Wayne?
No.
Pass.
According to the saying, birds of a what flock together?
Feather.
Yes. What is the largest internal organ in the human body?
Stomach?
No.
Kidney?
No. And Jason got three correct.
Oh, hey.
Hello.
Hi, you.
Yeah. Oh, doing a Jerry Lewis right there.
Hi, lady. That wasn't good.
I don't think anybody but you and I are going to get that one.
Whatever.
You're old.
Don't know the greats.
Yeah. Fonzie relate. Jerry Lewis relate.
Yeah, we're not to the 80s.
We are.
Yeah, welcome to the 50s with Jerry Lewis.
Hey, avoid the noid, everybody.
Wow.
Hey, that's it.
It's just anything old.
Yeah.
God. That's
all. First thing that popped into my mind about the 80s was the noid.
Noid. Steve.
What's up?
There's something 90s for you now. We're getting a little bit better.
Okay. Thanks, buddy.
Can I dedicate my first Beat Mix performance?
Yes, you may.
Somebody said, can you dedicate your first Beat Mix performance tomorrow to me? And he sent this to me yesterday. So this is dedicated to Jeremy Kuntz for sending me the message because, well, I'm a whore. And he just recently donated money to my band's Kickstarter fund, and that was part of the deal. He's like,
nice! Well,
if I donate, would you dedicate? I'm like, yeah, of course.
Give it out a shout.
Oh, I love it. That is awesome.
Oh, I didn't know you guys had a Kickstarter. You do?
Yeah, but we just put one together because we just recorded and finished our record, but we realized we spent all of our money to record, mix, and master our record because we got some pretty awesome people helping us out do that. Mastered the Last Faith No More record, mastered it, but it was a pretty penny. So now we don't have any money to press it. So we're doing pre-orders. So anyone who buys the album in advance would help the Kickstarter. It's a super low goal. So we're not like trying to like make a ton of money from
it. Let me go on Kickstarter right now. I only Kickstarter games. So this will be the first non-game Kickstarter I ever met.
Yeah, Bruiser Brody, Everyone's Dead is the name of the record.
Nice. Gonna make that happen.
Yeah, I'm very excited about this.
Well, Steve,
we already got $416.
Oh, that's about to change, buddy.
Yeah, BJ, donate.
You're gonna get $417.
Yes,
there you go.
At least
high five.
At least donate $4 there, man, making it even $420.
Yeah.
Bad, huh? Steve, are you ready?
Oh yeah.
In computing, the term CD-ROM stands for compact disc. Read only what?
Memory.
Yes. In which European country did the chocolate hazelnut spread Nutella originate?
Germany.
No.
Oh.
France?
No.
Italy.
Yes. What is the only bird in the Chinese zodiac?
Rooster.
Yes.
I was about to say that word.
Which car manufacturer produces the Corvette?
Chevrolet.
Yes. Which rapper has the clothing line titled Yeezy?
Kanye.
Yes.
West.
According to the saying, birds of a what flock together? Yes. What is the largest internal organ in the human body?
The liver.
Yes. Whoa. Minnesota is known as the land of how many lakes?
1,000.
No.
100.
No.
2.
No. In which decade did the Wall Street crash lead to the Great Depression?
60s.
No.
70s.
No.
50s.
No.
40s.
What? No.
Son of a 30s.
No.
20s. That's it. It's the 20s. I knew it was the 20s.
Which letter is silent in the wine Merlot?
T.
Yes, and Steve, you win 8-3.
Ooh, could have been 9-3, but
could have been.
Good job not giving you a clue. I'm proud of you, Rev.
Wow.
You're getting better at this.
Today's a weird day.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
Well,
we're all checked out.
Yeah, yeah. Steve's or BJ's thinking about the French fries on from McDonald's for their Friday, I think.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, if you have the app, all you got to do is get the app and you get free fries if you buy some for a buck.
Mm-hmm.
Any McDonald's, and that's for the rest of the year.
Yes, Minnesota is known as the land of two lakes, Steve.
Yeah, that's two. It.
No, it's 10,000 lakes.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh! That's why they had a team called the Lakers. If they only had two lakes, it probably wouldn't have been named that.
But the Twin Cities, so I thought of two.
Okay, all right, then I can understand your methodology
the
there.
Twins. That's, yeah, not a good methodology.
It's a terrible one now looking at it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, at least you tried.
Yeah.
Congratulations, man. You won with 8 correct.
That's right. Caller number 8, guess what you're doing? You're checking out 21 Pilots at Tacoma Dome. Caller number 8, 206-421-ROCK. So the Brady Bunch house.
Somebody
man.
Said a lot about the what? Beat the producer and beat the Migs police are chiming in, and they're saying General Motors does own Chevrolet, so in a way... did the guy say General Motors?
Yeah, I wondered about that. I was thinking about that, and I wasn't sure, and I thought, well, if it's a close game, I'll say something. But he's right. I mean, General Motors, just like Ford, Lincoln, Mercury, it's a hard call. Could you say that Ford builds like the Lincoln Mercuries? Just like GM does, you know, Chevrolet vehicles and as well as Cadillacs. It's hard to say.
Well, fortunately, it wouldn't have mattered.
No, because the guy, it was a schmuckin'. So I think if it was close enough, we probably would have to give it to I always give it to the listener if it's close enough.
Yeah.
I always give it to the contestant. Hey, Steve, I finally got the perfect house for you. You know, for you and Emily, you know, three boys and three girls.
Yes, that's what we have.
Yep, Brady Bunch.
So we're keeping with the 80s theme today.
We surely are. This is really the 70s. Yeah.
The Brady's Bunch. The Brady Bunch house is on sale.
And this is the house that they showed, you know, like in location shots. It wasn't actually what was inside the house because that was a studio. So if you buy this house expecting to walk in and see the iconic Brady look, you're not going to see it because that house never had that look.
Wouldn't you, if you owned that house, would you not do everything in your power to make it look almost as close to the Brady Bunch house as possible on the inside?
Yeah.
If you can. I know structurally it might not be possible, but at least try.
Yeah, it would be great to have modern features, but have it all decked out 70s style.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would totally have a room with the beads for a door.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. You can still do that. You can do that right now. Yeah. Johnny Bravo, baby.
Yeah, you know, it's a tough sell to the wife, Ski.
My wife actually... wanted us to do that. She suggested that for our closet.
We had that.
And I was like, there's no way. We're not turning our house into a 70s porn house.
Oh, dude.
Why not?
Because they're terrible.
It was also new agey and hippie, so we got to have it in our house. My wife really felt like, hey, man, walking into a patchouli joint.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah. So, yeah. It was only the outside of the house that was used for the show. So we're asking almost $2 million for this place. It's got more modern features. It's in Studio City, California. So it's only 2,400 square feet. It's got 3 bedrooms and 3 bathrooms. And it is claimed, according to the real estate listing, as the second most photographed home in America after the White House.
Oh, I was going to say the Full House.
Yeah, no, I would have thought so, too. But the White House, how about that? That shows you the power of that television show. Second most photographed home in the country.
What about the Breaking Bad house?
It's getting there, but apparently still hasn't caught up to the Brady Bunch. It's got a lot of years, you know, before you can catch up to the Brady Bunch.
I see the pictures. They show the outside of the house, but they're not showing any of the inside pictures.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of, I guess, because the inside's probably just looking like a house, but they're really hoping that people that love the Brady Bunch want to buy this house. But the trouble is if it's the second most photographed, then you can have people taking pictures of your house all the time.
Dude, I'm with you, man. That's the last thing I want is to constantly go outside. I'm, you know, like, get the hell out of here, man. Mike Brady doesn't live here.
If I was a neighbor, I think I'd just buy the house and knock it down if it was too busy. Like if the street was always too packed.
It's a nice looking inside. I'm looking at the inside of the house. Yeah, it doesn't look like the Brady Bunch house.
No.
At all.
Yeah, not at all. See, I want it to look
actually,
like that.
What the hell's going on? Look at one of the rooms. Oh, it's got pink wallpaper and matching pink comforter.
No. Oh, that's a child's room.
Like a weird pattern.
Yeah, my daughter would do a room like that. So they had a kid there. Yeah, who? Because nobody does rooms like that but kids or people that want to do a cute room for their kid.
It's got some weird old stereo on the wall.
Oh, man, dude.
This house looks like it's not really much has been modernized since some parts do, but some parts still look like it's based out of the 70s.
Still, dude, I remember, one of my rich friend's dad, they had a TV and stereo like that in the wall. And I thought, oh, my God, these people are so cool. I wish I could be these people because of that stereo on the wall.
So which house would you go with? if you're going to go with like a TV house?
Ooh. You know what, dude? The Brady Bunch was part of my life. I think I would have to either go with that or one of the huts from Gilligan's Island. I think that's about. I mean, seriously, those are the two shows I was watching, or Genie's Crib in the Bottle,
or the Hat from Lost.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, I'm trying to think. Is it bad to think like the Cosby House was pretty sick, man? I like those. I grew up in that kind of home.
Yeah. See, I want the Batcave.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's what I wanted.
You want the Batcave?
Yeah, the Batcave was a cool house, man. I mean, just, Wayne Manor.
Yeah, how about Wayne Manor in addition?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think you get the whole thing when you get the manor.
And meanwhile, back at stately Wayne Manor.
A lot of people are saying the Goonies house because, you know, Astoria, Oregon.
Yeah, they have it all covered up. I've been there.
And yeah, someone says there's a tarp over it because they don't like many people taking pictures of it.
Yeah, there's signs that say that they will call the cops on you.
So they've hit their breaking point.
Oh, yeah, they're done.
Yeah, but how about you're living in a house where you have to have a tarp over it? That's a real lovely experience.
I'd rather people taking pictures of my house than having a giant tarp over my home.
Yeah.
If I had a pick.
Now, if I wanted a house, though, I definitely would go for, like, the Addams Family's house or the Munsters' house. How cool would that be?
Yes, the Munsters' house. That was going to be mine. 1313 Mockingbird Lane.
Yeah,
funny,
okay.
Funny, bit of information, because of the way they filmed it in black and white, the rooms, the walls were all pink.
Yeah, so it would actually come out and be a little gray.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so it's
hard
all
pass.
Pink. I mean, you just paint it over, just paint it gray.
It is interesting.
Have that kind of energy to paint.
It is interesting what they used to do for black and white television. You'd see some of the outfits that people would wear in color, and you go, my God, that is ugly. But they said, oh, yeah, we would never have had them wear that in color. I remember Lost in Space, they changed Dr. Smith's outfit because they were going to color, because it looked good in black and white, but it looked horrendous in color. So they gave him a whole different shirt.
Yeah, Vicky showed me the AB of it in color and in black and white. I would have never guessed that there was all that much pink in there.
Oh, but it gives it such a haunting
look.
We're
still talking about houses?
Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah, hello.
A lot of people are saying the Home Alone house, the Fresh Prince house, but I think this texture has it best. No way. Magnum P.I.'s house. It's in Hawaii. No brainer.
Yep, there's a winner.
And it has the amazing car and the helicopter goes with it, correct?
Who would you rather have, though? I mean, it's a tough call, because I'd like to have the heart-to-heart house, because then you'd have Max driving around.
Who knows heart-to-heart?
You guys don't remember heart-to-heart?
Barely.
It was a show in the 80s, right?
Yeah.
Weren't they like crime fighters? It was like a married couple?
Yeah, they were a rich couple who were crime fighters. Yeah, they were detectives.
Because that's what rich couples do.
Because they were super rich, and they had.
We got so much money, I got nothing to do. Let's put our lives on
the line.
You
don't remember their dog, Freeway? I thought you would remember Freeway.
Dog Freeway?
No. Yeah,
that was the name of their dog.
Wow.
This texture's got a good one. How about the house from Silver Spoons? They had that train that you could ride inside the house.
It's a good house. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know me, I got my issues with Ricky Schroeder, so I don't know if I could do that.
That's right. Ricky Schroeder was not nice to you.
Nope, my brother punched him.
Yeah. Your brother was punching a lot of people back in the day.
Yes.
Well, he figured he punched you and he had to get you back.
Yes.
So he punched somebody else for you.
Different strokes. Was that like a condo, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was more like a condo sort of thing going on there.
Though I would like the Jefferson's Deluxe apartment in the sky. That was a nice joint that the Jeffersons had.
Was it?
You don't remember that?
No.
Oh, it was a swanky joint for, you know, back in the day.
So he says, clearly nobody remembers how massive the house for Eight Is Enough was, or how many times it was used in movies.
Oh, yes. Forgot about that house.
Dude, sad news. Supposedly they're going to, either they already did or they're going to demolish the Magnum P.I. house. And the only thing that's they're keeping is the turtle pond next to the property.
And his mustache.
And the mustache.
Yeah. And the mustache, yeah.
You know what? It pains me to say this, but wouldn't it be cool to have the Bachelor house? Have you ever watched even like one episode?
Well, yeah,
the house is ridiculous.
Yeah, you're right. It's a nice looking house. Oh, Sarah's excited you said that.
Like, I'm trying to think, but then again, you got to really bring in the hazmat team.
Yeah.
There's like so much DNA going on in that house.
Yeah. And so much bad vibes, too.
Oh, really? I don't care about that.
I mean, seriously.
You can just sage it. You're fine.
Yeah. Oh, Rev even knows.
Well, I'm not
about
like
that.
Any hippie kind of person, but I just don't want to sit on somebody else's action.
Yeah. Well, how come you let the Rev come over that one time?
Dude, apparently an actual family lives in that house, and just 9 months out of the year they don't because of the shows.
How much money are they getting not to live in that house? Right?
Well, if they can afford to rent that house out, they must have a lot of bank. Because they're going somewhere else with it. Damn. All right, he is at the Tacoma Comedy Club this weekend. Yes, Rich Voss. He's with us in studio this time, 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9
101.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle.
BJ, it's always great having our next guest in. He's at the Tacoma Comedy Club all weekend long. Please welcome to the show, Rich Voss.
There he is.
That's me.
Yes.
We had you on the phone. You did one of the greatest sets from your car that's ever been done in a car on a phone interview.
Oh, I remember I was driving into New York, and I came on to plug the roast, FossRoast.com, the best roast in history. Yeah,
seriously, check it out. You can go there and you can see the trailer and realize you need to watch this roast.
It's Murderer's Row. Colin Quinn, Bobby Kelly, Norton, Florentine.
I love it because all those people came together just to go. I don't think Rich realizes this, but we hate him and we're going to come and really roast him. He doesn't. I don't think he gets this.
I hate myself for doing it. I hate myself for everything in life. This is a great new studio. This is.
You know, finally, we were the island of misfit toys for such a long time. When you came here, the studio falling apart. Finally,
well, I used to go into your other studio thinking, well, maybe I'll catch hepatitis.
Yeah,
but here it's so sanitized here, and the great. I don't know if he's an intern or a worker with the purple hair that sticks straight up.
Oh yeah,
because how damaged is he? Hey, mom and dad, one more hug. I wouldn't have to walk around looking like I'm in London in 1975, but not in a bad way.
No. Can we bring Chris in? Because this is the first time he showed up like this.
Yeah, today. Yeah,
what
today
do you mean?
He's never looked
he's
like this before. Today's his first day.
Before. Why? What happened to you as a kid? Look, I got tats. You got tats.
Right.
Obviously, I'm damaged.
Oh yeah.
I have. Look at me. You know, I fill the empty void. You know, I fill the emptiness. And if it, look at you. Who wears three? You know what I mean?
Oh, you got the big rings on
diamond
too. Yeah,
rings.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's empty. You know, and thank you, Amazon, for filling that void. I'm just one click away on a daily basis. But listen, I'm not going to say anything because you look like Elvis Costello if he was sick mentally sick.
Yeah. And Chris has got a mohawk, one of those old chicken the rooster feather mohawk looks.
And it's purple.
Yeah.
And it's sticky. Yeah. Hey, you know what? I don't know if the mohawk is going to get the attention it needs. Maybe I need to dye it purple so I look like a punk rock Barney. I don't know. I don't know. What
yes.
can I do to stop traffic? Obviously my parents hate me already. But
here we go.
No. Like
punk rock Barney,
Is there a reason? Are you going to see like a Johnny Rotten tribute band or something?
I'm going to see Return of the Living Dead tonight.
Oh, yeah. So they're going to think you're a cast member?
Yeah, that's the idea.
What's the Return of the Living Dead? I remember Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah.
I remember that movie?
Yeah,
that was
exactly.
a college.
Yeah.
That was a college film.
It's the same dude, right?
No. This is the campy, ridiculous 80s like zombie movie that they relate back to it. And they're like, you know the zombies from Night of the Living Dead? They were real. And some of the main characters are punks, so that's all.
To get my hair straight up like that, wow. I need two blue pills.
So he got that look just to go to a movie, sort of like how people would dress up for the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah,
that's what he's doing.
Are they still doing a Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, are you going to keep your hair like that after tonight?
Lord, no.
Don't act like you don't like it.
He loves it.
Not
yeah.
me. No way.
It's just too much work.
Huh?
Yeah. This took me a half an hour this morning.
It took you a half an hour?
Yeah.
Oh, and to get it purple, how long did that take?
Oh, that was like the last 30 seconds.
What is that, spray paint or something? Like some kind of spray on?
Yeah.
Do you have a girlfriend?
A wife.
You have a wife.
Wow.
You have a wife.
That was a shock. That's as shocked as any person I've ever seen look.
You don't have kids, do you?
No, I do not.
You don't want kids to see you like that. They'll remember that forever.
There's no way he has kids. You could not spend that much time on that look if you actually had a child running around.
No way. Unless the kid looks like that.
Yeah.
It's like, just came in the one day Chris wears his hair like this is the same day that the dude that roasts everyone shows up.
I know.
He asked for this.
So true.
I saw this morning. I'm like, I'm not saying anything. I'm just going to wait for Rich to show up. I'm sure Rich is going to notice it. And
I'm not one to take someone's inventory unless, you know, they look like that.
Yeah.
How long are you married?
4 years coming up.
4 years. Good for you. And what does she do? Besides be embarrassed. besides deny everything that's happened in the last 4 years. Oh, no, no, it's a thesis project.
Yeah.
No, I lost a bet. Sometimes in life you take a dare and then you wake up and he has straight up purple hair.
Yeah.
You call your mom and say, I'm moving back.
Yeah. That's tough for her to have a job with a husband like that. Again, you just, you know, there's a lot of, yeah.
And you're a producer here?
Yes.
Good for you. How long have you worked here?
Coming up on 2.5 years.
2.5 years, and he's never done anything like this before?
No, this is the first time.
Yeah. It is? Yeah. Yes. It's crazy. Like, you're easy to attack. I wouldn't do it, because you're a good guy, you know.
You usually do attack.
Yeah, my memory is that I never stopped you before.
Like, you're surrounded. It's like doing radio with Santa's broken toys. I'm surrounded by Big Bird Chemo, and
that would be Steve, by the way. Big Bird Chemo.
Thanks for pointing that out, BJ. I just want people to put two and two together as he says that about me. Thank you for letting the world know.
Need to paint the right picture for the audience, so that would be Steve.
And
Bird Chemo.
It's always so good to have Rich Ross in studio, because he really reminds you, before political correctness, life was so much better.
It's the greatest and most hurtful thing I've heard in one morning.
Is that unpolitically correct?
That's the thing, is nobody speaks like that anymore, just because they're afraid of hurting anybody's feelings no matter what they say. So when you walk in being you, it reminds me of a simpler, happier time.
Well, you know what? And to tell you the truth, on a serious note, my number one charity, and I don't like to talk about charity that people, you know, but it's St. Jude Hospital, because they're the most honest charity out of all of them.
That's hard to find an honest charity.
Well, you look online, they give probably like 98% to the cause.
That's nuts.
A lot.
Nobody does that.
You look it up. You know, and I have a lot of other things in life that I care about, but that one, you know, is. And I'm not trying to be like, oh, look at me, I'm a good person, because I'm not. I'm far from.
No, you know what? Don't you worry. None of us really thought that about you.
But that is, if you're going to donate, here's two things. If you're going to donate, St. Jude's or Vosros.com. That's also
a great charity. You're helping Bonnie pay for the mistakes that she's made in her life. Your wife.
That's what I'm trying to say. Well, it's good. And who's this young guy?
That's
Danny.
He's a relatively new addition.
And you said, I'm going to wear... You know what? What the heck is going on here? Your lip is pierced and you got two fingers with fingernail polish.
Yeah.
Just four. Come out of the closet already.
Touche.
Is he gay?
No.
No, but do you want to know why he does this? He has an explanation, because it's only one side of him that has the fingerprint. I mean, talk about a split damage person. Danny, why do you only have fingerprints on one hand?
Because when I was in high school, I used to play guitar, and I would use this hand, and the polish wouldn't come off. But when I was strumming with the other hand, it would always crack and come off and stuff.
I thought it was because you said you were two-sided. No, you lied to us about that?
No, that's the tattoos.
Oh, so you have tattoos on one side of your body, because one side's broken and the other one's not.
Yeah.
How are you the most normal person here? How the heck are you?
You're right. You're right.
Like, I feel like you're like...
That's why he hires all of us, to feel normal.
Yeah.
I feel like you're not only, a morning personality, you're a counselor. You come in here, how can these... mutants not beat you down on a daily basis? How can this room of dysfunction not destroy you?
You are absolutely right. I am surrounded by gifted children.
It's amazing. One side of his arm's tattooed, it's sleeved, and it's nice work.
Thank you.
The other side, you know, we're done with him.
You're done with Mohawk?
I have a question about Danny then. If half you do the half and half thing, why do you have both eyes with eyeliner then?
That's a good question. I've never really thought that far into it.
Well, you have eyeliner too?
Yeah.
In the morning?
Yeah.
Because you never know who's coming into studio going, look at his horrible eyes.
I want eyeliner.
Huh?
I just want to look good for you.
Not for me.
For all of them. I mean, I do it every day. So.
You do?
Yeah.
How old are you?
31.
31. How big is your closet in your house?
Yeah, who has more clothes, you or your?
Oh, I for sure.
I just want you to come out of it and say, "Listen, folks, this is who I am. This is who I am." Speaking of charities,
yes, you
know?
Yes.
Someone's like, "Please do the descriptions of everyone on the show, Rich." So we got to
hold on. Before we do it, I got to do my job. Tacoma Comedy Club. That's right. You got to see Rich Voss tonight and tomorrow, 8 p.m., 10:30 shows. You listen. You know us. We don't always have comics come in. Why? Because when they do, you know you're going to have a great time. TacomaComedyClub.com. And don't forget also the legendary roast of the legendariest legend, Rich Voss. Go to VossRoast.com. That's V-O-S, VossRoast.com. I'm telling you, that's a... So two things. Get the roast, and secondly, go see one of these shows, TacomaComedyClub.com. Great stuff. All right, now go ahead. Go back to Rich being Rich.
Rich describing everyone on the show.
I'm looking at ZZ Top in the other room.
Yeah, that's Rev. Girls go crazy.
Hello.
He looks like a bearded jellyfish in that aquarium there.
Okay. Okay. I don't know if I like bearded jellyfish or chemo Big Bird. This is a geez. These are some good ones.
A children's book.
We are really. It's going to be It's going to be tough to come up with a top description today.
Huh?
It really is. You're really not. You're really outdoing yourself.
I'm sorry. I remember the old days. I go into the old studio, and the guy used to work for you. I played golf with him once or twice.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He
yeah.
lived out of his car. Rick was his name. Rick or something.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know what's that's got to stink if you're living out of your car and you get towed. If they tow your home, you know what I mean. It just
yeah, I know.
Hey, I'm sleeping.
It's weird when you encounter people, you go, really, this is what you're doing. Because I've never known anybody to live out of their car. But comedians, though, I mean, a lot of, I guess, comics have to do that.
I guess when they go on the road from, like, middle acts, when they go just the road warriors and they go from town to town and maybe no family. Like, you know, just comics that do this forever, they have no families and they just... You know, they go from town to town, they party, you know, whatever.
Sounds like a great life, actually.
Well, that's kind of my dream, is to get like a small RV, a real small, not for my golf clubs. And I'll Skype my family. I'll Skype them once in a while and just take off, do crappy one-nighters, and play golf all around. Just go from place to place. I would like to do that for a couple months. You know what I mean?
That doesn't sound too horrible.
Or I have like all these survival backpacks I put together, you know, because I started watching Naked and Afraid.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that when you watch a show, you go crazy and stock up on stuff that no human should.
Listen, I have more survival. I just bought gas masks.
Why did you buy gas masks?
I don't know. I just
okay.
I was bored one night and I figured, what the heck? Every house needs four gas masks.
Oh, hey, of course.
Me,
you just
my wife,
never know
my
when
kid,
the chemical attack will happen.
It's just one won't fit on the Yorkie. So I would like to go up to the woods and just hang out for like and try to survive, but I'm scared of ticks. You know, most
would you
people
go,
are scared
would you
of
do
bears.
The whole naked thing?
No. I would do that show, but naked, like regular, I'm like, huh. But you know, if I was fully finished, I'd look decent. It's presentable.
Oh, I see.
I'd have to walk up to the person that I'm meeting, the lady, like that. I go, listen, it's not going to be like this the whole time. You know what I mean? Just for the cameras. You know. So don't big thing. I'm a good. And Naked and Afraid, too, they're allowed to bring one thing from home. Bring an RV. They bring a machete or a pot. Bring an RV if you're allowed to bring one thing. So, no, I would never do that show, but I would like to go up into the woods for a week or 2 weeks, you know, bring maybe like five or six cans of sardines, my little fishing pole, and just, you know.
Sardines is what you bring. That would be your food of choice.
Well, yeah, because they last and, you know, they're healthy. They got protein and stuff.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard of sardines. And such. My dad was a sardine guy. I didn't realize it was because, hey, they're like you said, they last and they got what you need.
I have them downstairs in my storage unit, my fallout shelter.
You have a fallout shelter?
Well, I have a storage unit, you know, where I keep all my heavy bags, weight, my archery. I took up archery. I just bought my wife antlers.
What are you waiting for, the Hunger Games to happen? You got archery and a fallout shelter.
It's because I was playing such bad golf last year. I said I needed to do something, so I took up archery.
Archery?
Yeah. Yeah,
you're the only goddamn guy I know in my life that's like, you know what I'm doing? I'm doing archery. I've never heard anybody say, hey, this is what I'm taking up.
I don't go hunting. I just go to the range.
Yeah.
I hit a nail on the head.
Did
I
you really?
A picture of it. The guy said, see if you can hit the nail head. And my second shot, I mean, it was luck, but I was, you know.
But can you hit, can you kind of shoot where you want to? You, where you're aiming, pretty much?
Yeah, I asked my wife. Yes. She can't drink. She can't drink water. What do you call it? So, in my fallout shelter, but it's not a fallout. It's my storage unit. But I have like 15 gallons of water. You know, maybe 40 cans of food, tuna, sardines. You know,
but see, if it's not ready to protect you from an attack, aren't you going to be dead?
Yeah, but the last couple of days, at least I get to eat. Well.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, you
and
get the water.
I have a 5-gallon bucket, toilet paper, plastic bags.
Oh, you do all that.
Yeah, I got it, whatever. But it just gives me stuff to buy and fill the empty time.
Don't you live in the New York area?
In Jersey. Hour from New York.
Oh, so you might be spared. But I mean, because I got to be thinking New York's the first place to get hit by anybody that wants to be bad to us, right?
Well, yeah, I would imagine. But I mean, I live close enough to farms and woods and stuff where I can snatch a family
you
up.
Just grab your bow and arrow and you're ready to live on the land.
I got a portable toilet.
A post-apocalyptic comedy show.
Yeah. So you have a toilet, a portable toilet.
No, I have a 5-gallon bucket, but I keep plastic bags. You're not going to, you got to tie it up.
He's not an animal, Steve.
Don't you have a dog?
That's a solid point. When the world's coming to an end, I still want to make sure my dukes go in the right spot.
You know, he
I
looks
don't
like
know.
An Argonaut.
Oh.
You know,
okay.
Jason,
that is that was a reference from a thought.
I love that. I'm about to Google that. I
think I might be the only guy. Me and Uncle Chris are the only guys that know what the hell you're talking about with that reference.
Sometimes I do things for, you know,
thanks, man.
Three people.
Yeah. Appreciate that.
That's what I do. That's why I'm a massive comic now.
Hey, if you go to Tacoma this weekend, you know, tonight, tomorrow, 8 and 10:30 show, you're going to get that kind of personalized comedy.
Yeah, I don't listen. I'm not. I don't fail on stage. I do know what I'm doing on stage. Last night.
No, oh, thanks for coming here and just segment for here.
Oh, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing here. Thank God I'm surrounded by the march of the wooden losers. but. What do you call it? Last night's show was so much fun. I've never worked this club.
Mm-hmm. It's a good club, Tacoma Comedy Club. Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. I had a good time. Then I went to Walmart. Thursday night's my Walmart night. I buy my supplies.
Whoa.
And
what the hell do you get for these, like, in case something bad happens, your supplies?
No, I just got to get food and stuff, golf balls.
Okay.
And I go there. Because I always feel better, and I point at people. I go, at least I'm better than, you know. And I just pray I don't see anybody pointing back at me. You know what I mean? But you kind of feel superior when you're walking around Walmart. You know, I got implants. No, are you kidding me?
Yeah,
this is.
You had the teeth done, so you can walk in feeling proud.
I'm like a king in Walmart.
Yes, you
they look at me. They go, look at this guy. Look at this implant tooth. I'm telling you, I'm a killer at Walmart.
Oh yeah. How are you on the golf course, though? Are you looking at more and more people looking like you? Because you've been golfing for a long time. And you know, the tatted arm guy wasn't always the guy you'd see at the golf course.
Oh,
Are you looking more and more like you blend?
I wear nice clothes. I look like a golfer. You know, a golfer that just got out of prison, but I do. I could have played Chambers Bay this week, but they're having a tournament there.
Oh!
I emailed the guy. He said, I'd love to have you, but there's a tournament. So I'm looking for a place up in Tacoma. I mean, I got some stuff lined up, but I want to play a nice course in Tacoma. Email me at rich@richvoss.com if you have a nice place.
A nice place to play golf as includes somebody's backyard if they just only
Well, no, I mean, there's better courses, there's public courses, there's, you know, Chambers Bay, which is they had the U.S. Open.
You'd love to do that.
I would have done that in a second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Although you have to walk the course, which, I mean, I'm a healthy guy. I do my 10,000 steps a day at least. And then you look, you know, last month I walked 138 miles, which is like 4 pizzas. I'd have to walk from here to Spokane to eat 2 pies or whatever. That step thing, but whatever. he's saying you got to take a commercial. I don't know how you do things here.
It's fine.
Just come in.
That, by the way, that makes all of us.
I just come in and just ramble like a zero. I've been on this long. You know what? Another show I carried. You know what I mean?
Solid point.
I can't believe it's BJ Shea and Voss now.
Yeah. You know what, man? I mean, you've got a great track record, so that's why we're keeping you here.
How long have you done? How long have you been on radio now?
It'll be like this is my 19th year here in Seattle.
That's insane.
It is.
You know how insane that is. You know that in radio.
Yeah.
To be 19 years.
I'm really fortunate because I never could keep a job long, but it seemed like things worked out well here in Seattle. I like the people like me, and it's always nice when that can happen.
Yeah, it's just, what a great, you get health insurance and stuff?
We get health insurance. Yes,
you
we do? Yeah, we do. I know it's hard to believe, but I've had health insurance my entire career in this business.
That's crazy. Pay $20,000 a year in Jersey for me. $20,000. If I get a hangnail, I'm getting an MRI. I'm getting my money's worth. You know what I mean?
It's a lot of dough.
It's a lot of money. Wow. In Jersey, it's so expensive to live there. It's just, you know, I mean, we got rid of our governor, Christie.
When you say got rid of him, with the way he did business, you kind of wonder if you got rid of him in the old-fashioned way with, basically at the bottom of some river.
He closed it made national news last 4th of July, closed all the state parks and beaches, yet that manatee laid on the beach. Do you know how bad I want to see a harpoon fly into him? He closed the beaches, and you see him out there on a private beach.
He really had a lot of arrogance, that guy.
I know, he did.
That's amazing.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
I'm not a political guy.
All right, there you go. Well, here's the thing, though. Your roast, I'm telling you, you've got to check out Rich Voss's roast. It's the legendary roast of the legendariest legend, Rich Voss. Great people in there, Colin Quinn, our buddy Jim Norton, and they really do. I mean, and your own wife, as a matter of fact, decided this is a perfect opportunity to tell you what I think of you.
Bobby Kelly.
Yeah.
She looked at Bobby and said, "You're up in two if you want to start walking now." I told Bobby his skeleton is fat. It was just a great roast, Voss roast. And come to the Tacoma Comedy Club. I don't work Seattle that often, maybe once every couple of years, once a year, whatever.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, I stop by also on my way up to Vancouver, but this guy has three clubs, so I think I'll start working here more often. I love it up here.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, you're going to have a great show. TacomaComedyClub.com. Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow, 8 p.m., 10:30. And again, Voss Roast with V-O-S, VossRoast.com to get the roast. Rich, always good to see you, buddy.
Thank you for having me.
All right, we got to tell you about this guy who quit his job because he accidentally sexted his boss. I'll tell you all about it at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I know if bankruptcy is going to provide me with relief? What are the steps for my situation?
There's so much information out there about bankruptcy with the internet and what people have heard from friends and other people that they've talked to about their financial issues or bankruptcy. There's also a lot of bad information out there or urban legends about bankruptcy. In order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you need to talk to an attorney that's experienced in bankruptcy. So in order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you should talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney. And my job is not to convince you to file bankruptcy. My job is to help you to make that decision and have all the facts so that you can make an informed decision about whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, what benefits it's going to have for you, and what the downside of filing bankruptcy is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.